Have you ever seen someone at the end of their rope? Has it ever been you? This is Beth Wee, and I'm in the Koinonia kitchen talking to you about hanging at the end of your rope. It's quite a visual, hanging onto a rope and realizing that to get out of trouble, you either have to climb up or be pulled. Climbing up at that point requires great strength and effort. And sometimes, when you're hanging by that last emotional thread, those are the two things that you lack. What do you do then? You know, the other day, a neighbor's lid to their garbage can was in the middle of the street, just waiting for a tire that wouldn't avoid it. So I parked in my driveway, and I headed over to move it to safety. Well, on my way to the runaway garbage can lid, another neighbor had the same idea and began his trek. We laughed together. He got there first and saved the would-be casualty. And on my stroll home, I realized how blessed I am to live on a street where neighbors look out for each other. And even a garbage can lid is deemed important enough for someone to go out of their way to save it. Though I didn't know the rescuer by name, I was sure that if I were hanging at the end of my rope and he drove by, he would be my champion. I can honestly say that I would do the same for him. Is that an example of loving your neighbor as the master taught? I hope so, because if it is, that means a high five from God. What about you? When is the last time you reached out and helped someone, even though no one saw you do it? I believe that somewhere there's a ripple effect from that kind of kindness. It like goes around the world in an energetic wave pool, so to speak. A wave pool of love. Maybe the energetic ripple is within ourselves. We do a good deed and the ripples of kindness spread, transforming our moods, making us sure that life is good. I don't know, but I can tell you this. It seems the more I practice this, the less I reach the end of my rope. Do you think that's a coincidence? It's time to take addiction out of the shadows and shine the encouraging light of recovery on everyone affected. Good Seed Podcast is powered by BethWE.com. a nonprofit ministry based in Vero Beach, Florida. We'll start the uncomfortable conversations that turn despair into hope and complacency into action. Connect, communicate, and thrive with us. Check us out online at BethWE.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again soon.